Grown Up Digital: How the Net Generation is Changing Your World. Author: Don Tapscott. The Net Generation Comes of Age. Young people have a natural affinity for technology that seems uncanny. They instinctively turn first to the net to communicate, understand, learn, find, and do many things. But it's not just about how they use technology. Growing Up Digital has a profound impact on the way this generation thinks, even changing the way their brains are wired. They seem to behave, and even to be, different. These young people are remaking every institution of modern life: the workplace, the marketplace, education, and the basic structure of the family. As employees and managers, the Net Generation is approaching work collaboratively, collapsing the rigid hierarchy, and forcing organizations to rethink how they recruit, compensate, develop, and supervise talent. The Net Gener's Brain. Recent studies show that although total brain volume is largely unchanged after age 6, the brain continues to undergo significant structural remodeling throughout the adolescent years and into early adult life. The studies show that the brain regions associated with attention, evaluation of rewards, emotional intelligence, impulse control, and goal-directed behavior all change significantly between age 12 and 24. The Net Generation as Learners. The Net Generers have grown up digital, and they're living in the 21st century, but the education system in many places is lagging at least 100 years behind. The model of education that still prevails today was designed for the industrial age. It revolves around the teacher who delivers a one-size-fits-all, one-way lecture. The student, working alone, is expected to absorb the content delivered by the teacher. This might have been good for the mass production economy, but it doesn't deliver the challenges for the digital economy or for the net-gen mind. No wonder so many students are spurning it. Instead of focusing on the teacher, the education system should focus on the student. Instead of lecturing, teachers should interact with students and help them discover for themselves. Instead of delivering a one-size-fits-all form of education, schools should customize the education to fit each child's individual way of learning. Instead of isolating students, the schools should encourage them to collaborate. The Net Generation in the Workforce. Employers have two options. They can refuse to adapt to the NetGen, stick to their old hierarchies, and reinforce the generational firewall that separates the managers from the newly hired minions. But if they do, they will forfeit the chance to learn from the NetGen, to absorb both their mindset and their tools of collaboration. In this complex business environment, that would be a bad choice. Instead, the winners will be those companies that choose to embrace the NetGen's collaborative ways. Freedom. The freedom to work when and where you want. Flexibility in hours and benefits is the most crucial way to attract and keep NetGeners. Over half want to be able to work outside the office. Pampered, you say? Actually, they may be more creative and productive this way. The freedom to enjoy work and family life. NetGeners crave work that is meaningful, challenging, and offers variety, but they want their lives in balance. NetGeners expect to be free to mix work with their personal lives, just as they did in school. They also want to be judged on their performance, not on FaceTime. Smart companies are those that embrace non-traditional employment relationships, such as part-time work, flex time, temporary work, job sharing, seasonal employment, and on-call and shift work. The freedom to try new jobs. NetGeners are not loyal to an employer. They're loyal to their career path. They'll stay at a company that offers them structure and internal mobility. If a company refuses to invest in them, they'll leave. Customization. My job, my life. NetGeners have grown up customizing everything, and as they start working, they want employers to manage them as individuals, not as a big group. This means individualized learning and development opportunities, adaptable project-based role descriptions, monitoring performance with more frequent informal discussions that evaluate specific job contribution within the organization, and improvement of the manager-employee two-way working relationship through open dialogue. Integrity. Be a good company to work for. NetGeners define integrity as being honest, considerate, and transparent. They expect employers to be this way and live by their commitments. Young people respond well to management's integrity and quickly become engaged. There is greater loyalty and lower turnover, and employees are more likely to do the right thing. Employees in open and trusted firms are better motivated, especially if they are working in jobs that require thinking skills. Collaboration. This generation is not turned on by status or hierarchy. They want to do challenging work, but they don't necessarily want organizational responsibility. Their dream job is something like this: a job with a problem or dilemma no one knows how to solve and lots of great people to work with. Collaboration, as NetGeners know it, is achieving something with other people, experiencing power through other people, not by ordering a gaggle of followers to do your bidding. Entertainment. Work should be fun. For NetGenners, work and fun are both rolled into one. Organizations need to design proper work processes. They need to compensate people so they'll be encouraged to work more effectively. Then, if they do take a break on Facebook, that's fine. It's their way of cooling off, before revving up for the next round of work. Innovation. Innovation is a hallmark of NetGen culture. If video games taught them anything, it's that every problem has seemingly endless solutions, and digital tools like Facebook have them obsoleting and creating new profiles often several times a day. 3 out of 4 NetGeners would like to find new ways of accomplishing their jobs. This is a generation bent on being innovative in the office. Young employees want to add value, make a difference, challenge the status quo, and understand how their work contributes to organizational success. The net generation is consumers. In business schools, they still teach the 4 P's of marketing: product, price, place, and promotion. To market a product effectively, you create products and define their features and benefits. You set the prices. You select places to sell the products and services. You promote aggressively through advertising, public relations, direct mail, and other in-your-face programs. You control the message. We, the consumers, just have to listen and buy. The NetGeners are changing this game. They won't accept this one-way approach, not when they've been immersed in two-way communication from childhood. While they're not impervious to the power of advertising, they're more adept at filtering, fast-forwarding, and/or blocking unsolicited advertising than previous generations were. They can compare the company line with other versions of the story, and they have plenty of ways to find out from a wide variety of sources, including critics of the company. From consumers to prosumers. Thanks to the Web 2.0, companies in just about every industry can turn their consumers into producers, that is, prosumers. Prosumerism is what happens when producers and consumers both actively participate in creation of goods and services in an ongoing way. What's different about prosumerism is that blurring of the line between producers and consumers at the micro level of the economy. In the past, firms could safely ignore or even resist customer innovations that didn't fit their internal processes and business models. Today's youth, though, treat the world as a place for creation, not consumption. The next gen will turn this collective back on static, read-only, non-editable products in favor of products that allow them to become directly engaged in the production of the goods and services that they consume. And of course, they'll insist on sharing their adaptations with each other. The Net Generation and the Family. Net Geners grew up in homes that were democracies. They had a say in family life. It was the outdoors that was strictly controlled by fearful parents. So, the first Net Geners found their freedom indoors, especially online. Then, once they could access the net from their mobile devices, they could be free online, anywhere. The freedom they experienced online made it easy to be close to their parents. There was no need to rebel. But it also meant that a significant part of their upbringing occurred outside of the influence of their parents, because most parents didn't know, at least not at the beginning, what their children were doing online. In defense of the future, the NetGeners are poised to transform every institution of society for the better. They are already bringing and implementing radical views regarding the way business should be conducted and about the process of democratic governance. They are a generation that can learn and work together. They seek to share in the wealth they create. They want power in every domain of economic and political life. They want to change the world.